Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us. If you are looking for a job, we're going to tell you all about the place you need to be. Congressman David Scott joins us to talk about his 15th annual 13th Congressional District Jobs Fair. And it has grown and grown and grown and grown. Oh, my gosh. So many people, but also so many jobs to fill. Right, Congressman?
Absolutely. And Tawanda, the first thing I want to say is thank you, and thank you. And the reason why it has grown to be so big is because of the wonderful partnership that I have with you, your program, Business in the Black, Kiss 104, your entire Cox
yes.
Media Group that has been such an outstanding partner. And you've been there with us for 15
mm-hmm.
years, and just think of the thousands and thousands of jobs that we've gotten. But here we are, and this will be the biggest and the best, and they always get bigger
it
and
does,
better.
It does.
But we got right now, last count, Chandra Harris, my great chief of staff here and district director, as well as press secretary. She's the one that deserves a lot of credit mm-hmm. with her fantastic staff. And it's a joy, and she is just a wonderful asset to this. But they have pulled together now 135 companies, 135 mm. employees. And here, this is the big news. I just got this morning, fresh off the wire, they are looking to fill 6,000 jobs.
Oh, my goodness.
We could walk away on Friday the 13th with 6,000 people
yes.
having jobs that didn't have them.
That's phenomenal.
And y'all's getting out the word is just so, so tremendous. And let me just say for the audience once again, it's Friday, April the 13th. It's going to be at the Georgia Convention and Trade Center. That's on Camp Creek Parkway in College Park. And my office number, please write this down. I'm going to take my time slowly because we want you to call.
Mm-hmm.
My staff is on the phones. We have four staff members full-time answering the phones in both my Jonesboro office and my Smyrna office. And that number is 770-210-5073. Let me repeat, 770-210-5073. There may be some people who are riding in their cars. I'm going to say it again later in the program. But here's the other point, Tawanda. Your program is called Business in the Black. And that's what we have been about for all these years.
Mm-hmm.
That is the crucial area where our people need help the most.
Yes.
And that is in financial security.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And being able to take care and provide for your family and fulfill your career obligations. And so you do that in several ways, but there's no two more greater ways you can do that than having a meaningful job where you're working, bringing in a salary, to be able to take care of yourself and your family. The other is in business opportunities, where you may want to start a business, where you already have a business. And then so there's some people who have the job and the business.
Yes, absolutely.
And so we will have joining us here the Small Business Administration of the United States Federal Government, SBA. And we will have Mr. Ashley Bell, who is the regional administrator for SBA. Now, the Small Business Administration has available access to capital, access to financial assistance, access to both loans and grant possibilities. And we will be having an individual workshop. So we want people to know that if you need help with your small business, if you're having trouble with trying to get access to capital, there are a variety of programs that we have in the works that can help people be able to start, be able to replenish their programs. And we are especially interested in African Americans and minorities, all people, white, black, all of them come.
Mm-hmm.
But we also know that within the African American community, there oftentimes is a lack of the proper information, a lack of securing the fact that we have a within there a minority business opportunity program all wrapped up in there. Now, the other part about this is that we know there are people who are looking for a job, may have lost their job, struggling, and on the other side of this, they're having trouble holding on to their homes, holding on because of the mortgage overdue. Now, as you recall, Tawanda, I did not vote for that first bailout of Wall Street way back. President Obama got mad with me. That's fine. And I went over to the White House. He called me over, said, David, you ain't vote for it. I said, no, we didn't, Mr. President. And let me tell you why. It's not that we don't need to help Wall Street. But we got to help Wall Street and Main Street at the same time. And the people who are suffering the most as a result of this over-leveraging real estate and banking maneuvers, and then they securitize mortgages on homes, steered people to areas where they knew they couldn't pay, and the real estate agency could walk away from the deal. And they're left there, and they've lost their home.
Right.
Got to do something for that homeowner. And so he told me, Nancy Pelosi told me, and Cindy Horry, because I serve on the Financial Services Committee, as you know, and a ranking member on the Capital Markets and Financial Institutions. Said, David, and they knew I went to the Wharton School of Finance, so they said, you go and put a program together, which I did, along with Maxine Waters, who is the ranking member on our committee, and was and now, but Barney Frank was the chairman then. So we went. I got a hold of John Kenneth Galbraith's son, who was who heads up the economics department at University of Texas. His dad, John Kenneth Galbraith, was one of the world's most renowned economists out of Harvard University. But he was my visiting professor at Wharton. So I called on his son. We sat down. We brushed off the dust off of one of Franklin Delano Roosevelt's programs.
Wow.
In terms of that. And so we went and put it and modernized it to now. And so we came up with a program where we would give financial assistance with mortgage assistance to those states that had the highest unemployment rates and the highest home foreclosure rates. It just so happens that Georgia was up there near the top, along with, I think it was Florida and a couple of others, that had high foreclosure rates and high unemployment rates. But as you recall, Wanda, Georgia was unique in that it was at the same time having one of the third highest unemployment and home foreclosure rate next to Nevada and Florida, but Georgia was number one in another vital statistic, bank closures.
Wow.
You remember that?
Yes.
Because they over-leveraged here.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, to make a long story short, we were able to get several $1 billion for the 17 largest states. And I was able to bring home to Georgia $339 million that we would be able to give to struggling homeowners free mortgage help. So they will be there. We have, Chandra, how much more we got to go on that? $67 million
left. Wow, that's good.
DCA, the Georgia Department of Community Affairs, will be there. The money comes from us in Treasury to them. Then it goes not to the homeowner, but to the homeowner's bank or mortgage holder. So there's no fraud. And I had to jump up and down and beat on the governor's deal because he was holding up that money until your people at Cox Communications, Sasha the Diva, tell her, holler her name because she called me and told me what was happening to it. And Lori Gary, who was Cox's reporter, came and interviewed me and said, Congress, you know the governor holding up that money, been holding it up for a year. They were sitting on $339 million.
Wow.
I've raised so much sand, but now we got it moving, it's there. But here's the bottom line. If you know somebody that is struggling and having difficulty reaching their mortgage, we will have, it's called Georgia Home Safe. It's through the Georgia Department of Community Affairs. The money comes straight to Treasury for there. And they can qualify for up to 24 months of absolutely free home mortgage assistance. That is extraordinary.
What's
that, Chandra? Well, Chandra, give that. Chandra's here with me. Go ahead. What was that other piece?
For $50,000 towards bringing your mortgage current.
Oh, that's good.
Or $50,000 to bring your mortgage. In other words, you can move out of there with $50,000 or 24 months of your monthly mortgage being paid for. The money goes from us in Treasury up here in Washington all the way to the DCA, Department of Community Affairs at Georgia's state government. And then they send it right to your bank. If you, if the Bank of America is holding a mortgage, if Wells Fargo, any of them, or mortgage companies own it, goes to them and they pay it. So all I'm saying here is this is a fantastic economic financial security blanket program. Where people can come on April the 13th, Friday, if it's about their business and needing money for that. The Small Business Administration with Ashley Bell would be there. If it's because you're struggling, you need help with your mortgage, you can come and get either 12 up to 24 months of free mortgage assistance or $50,000 lump sum to bring your mortgage up. All of it deals with you and your mortgage company. And on top of that, 6,000 people can walk out of there with a job.
That's right.
Now, let me tell you the kinds of companies going to be. Home Depot is going to will be there. They've been with most of these companies have been there every year, so you know the quality that they got. Chick-fil-A will be there. Coca-Cola Company will be there. Delta Airlines will be there. And your company, Cox Media Group Radio, Atlanta, Athens, WSB TV, and Cox Radio, which you all are part of, and the Atlanta Journal-Constitution will all be hiring. We will also have FedEx will be there, and we will have several of our government agencies, the Federal Emergency Management, FEMA. We will have the also Aflac will be there. AT&T will be there. I could go on and on. Georgia Power will be there. Grady Hospital will be there. The Gwinnett Police Department, Clayton County Police Department. I think I mentioned FedEx. And you all have all the numbers. Citizen Trust Bank will be there. The Powder Springs Police, the Clayton County Police Department will be there. We will also have their Diaz Food, the Fresh Sense Food Company will be there. And we will also have Lowe's will be there, MARTA will be there, Primerica Potential will be there, the Public Broadcasting System of Atlanta will be there. You name it. Every basic TSA will be there. And also, we will have Walmart will be there. Waffle House will be there. I mean, it is amazing.
And also, you have services for veterans. The VA is going to be out there.
Yeah. Oh, man. I thank God. You know, we are of the same spirit because that is exactly where I'm coming to next.
Mm-hmm.
And you hit it right on the head. And I want you to listen to me very carefully here. Our veterans need our help.
Yes.
And we will have the entire hierarchy of the Veterans Affairs Administration there. We will have the Regional Director for Benefits and Employment, Al Pequicchio, will be there.
Mm-hmm.
And we will also have the Director of the Atlanta VA Healthcare System, the Medical Center and Hospital, Ms. Annette Walker. The director will be there. So, and let me tell you this, Tawana. Many people don't know this. We are losing 20 of our precious veterans
a day
are committing suicide.
Yes, yes.
Every day.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if for no other reason, this is why I stress so much. This is why I've worked so hard. Because I'm in a position where I can do something about it. And I was the lead Democratic sponsor in which we got a bill that we will be paying the loan forgiveness and tuition and scholarship monies for all those physicians who will go into psychiatry.
Mm.
We pay their medical school expenses for coming in and working at the VA. There's a reason why we have this suicide problem. They're not getting the attention that they need.
Right.
And there are those who are listening to our program, Business in the Black, today, who know a veteran. Please call my office. Tell me about them.
Mm-hmm.
And I guarantee you, I have two of my major staff members on my staff that exclusively work with veterans' issues. We have a strong relationship with the VA in Washington as well as here.
Mm-hmm.
They will be at the jobs fair. The VA itself will not only be there, they will be hiring because they're looking for people who have the care attitude, who understand. Now, and that bill that I passed, not only will we take up the expenses of the medical expenses for those psychiatrists who will come and work in the VA. But I put a sweetener in that bill which says that we will pay 2% higher in salary than what the average psychiatrist makes in that region. So that you have regions in our country that fluctuate in salary.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So I want a mind structured in New York, for example, in California, in Chicago, and other areas, the salary is at a higher level. So I want to make sure it's 2% higher, okay, wherever you work.
Mm-hmm.
That keeps them there. That's how you go about helping to reduce the suicide rate. And then the other, show we got some attention, but we need your listeners who know of a veteran that needs help, call David Scott. Call me at my office, 770-210-5073, so we can help get them to the jobs fair where we will have the regional director of benefits. See, so many of our veterans, they don't know of our benefits.
Mm-hmm.
There are many of them sleeping under the viaduct.
Yeah, yeah.
They're homeless. There's many of them. We have 1.8 million who are on food stamps. It's the fastest growing. This is absolutely ridiculous. These folks go put their lives
That's
on the
right.
line. They
mm-hmm.
leave a leg overseas on the battlefield
mm-hmm.
or their mind, and they need help with this PTSD. And that's why we'll have Ms. Annette Walker there, who heads up the whole medical. We got the resources. All we need is for people to get them to us, and we can help our veterans get a job. We can help them with their health need. We can help them know that they have financial benefits that they don't even know about. I'm so glad that you mentioned that. And I tell you, that's why, you know, like I told you, this is a partnership, and number one partner in this is the Lord. And he brought that to your mind, and I'm so glad you reminded me of the veterans, because that's an area that we work very, very hard.
Well, Congressman David Scott, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you for having me. You all are such great partners, and we couldn't do it without you. God bless you.